Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters. We devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. We are picking up with day two of our Redeeming Your Time devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description if you want to follow along. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, then I'm also going to pick with a devo. The scripture is Matthew chapter 5, verse 37, and it says this: just a simple yes, I will, or no, I won't. Anything beyond this is from the evil one. The devotional says this: why is it that the worst songs are some of the hardest to get out of our heads? Is it because they're uniquely catchy? That might be part of it, but there's actually a scientific answer to this question. Dr. Roy explains that if you listen to a randomly chosen song and shut it off halfway through, the song is likely to run through your mind at odd intervals. If you get to the end of the song, the mind checks it off, so to speak. If you stop it in the middle, however, the mind treats the song as unfinished business. And that's why this kind of earworm is so often an awful tune rather than a pleasant one. We're more likely to turn off the bad one in mid-song, so it's one that returns to haunt us. Neurologists will tell you that it's not just unfinished songs that our minds keep reminding us of. There are also unfinished tasks and unfulfilled commitments which our brains are bursting with. I feel that. Do you feel that? That's a problem because God didn't design our brains to store that much information. And because we can't keep track of it all, our mental to-do lists often cause Christ followers a tremendous amount of anxiety. Why? Because we know that Jesus has commanded that our yes be yes, which brings us to the second principle of this series. Let your yes be yes. To redeem our time in the model of our Redeemer, we must ensure that our yes is yes, from the smallest to the biggest commitments that we make. Our solutions for practicing this principle in our modern context are inadequate, to say the least. From trying to keep track of to-dos in our head to storing tasks in starred emails, I think most of us would admit that our yes is not always yes, like Jesus commanded, and thus we're more stressed than ever. So what's the solution? Extracting all of your commitments out of their current locations, like your brain, your email inbox, your post-it notes, etc., and placing them into a trusted external system, aka not in your head. And I think what I want to share with this one is maybe less inspirational, more, hey, this is real. I would say probably the biggest thing I've been talking to God about like myself, not about Tori, not about Micah, not about Sweet Noah, not about just work or my community, not about just me. Like what I've been talking to God about me, because he knows me better than I know me, funny enough. And I've been talking to him about my stress levels. I can see my stress on my face. I can see my stress in my sleep. I can see my stress in the way I talk to Tori and how I talk to others. I can see my stress in how many times it takes me to read a devotional, or if I'm really anxious, it takes me 3 or 4 times to read it without messing up a whole lot. I can see my stress in me not wanting to tell you guys this stuff. I can see it. I can feel it. It's there. And I'm the problem, right? I keep wanting to say, oh, it's my circumstances, but it's not. It's me. I'm the problem. That doesn't mean my circumstances aren't aiding and abetting in my stress, or they can be a symptom of my stress, but it's me. I need to talk to God about me. Just like we talked about in yesterday's devotional, is there too much on my plate? Am I saying yes when I should be saying no? And there's different questions we need to be asking ourselves, because just like what the author said in this devotional, we're not meant to keep track of all these things. And whenever we're putting too much on our plate, and we're only doing it halfway, how many things are driving us insane throughout the day, throughout the weeks, throughout the months, throughout the years, things that have gone unfinished? We need a place to dispose of those things, and maybe we need a way to trash them and leave them, let them be gone. And then at that same point, we need to evaluate, what should I actually be doing here? And I think that goes to our picture of our idealized life. Because if you're anything like me, yes, you're going to serve God with your life, but yes, you're also trying to serve yourself at the same time. And so because of that, I now have the stuff that God has on my plate, but I'm also secretly, or not so secretly, adding stuff to my plate as well for me. Because, oh, that's for me. This one's God, this one's for me. but I need, that's not right. I should not be doing that. But that's just, I'm just being real with you all. So this is something that, again, I'm really being exposed in this devotional in the best way possible, because count it all glory, brothers and sisters, as you face trials. This is a trial for me. This is an issue I have. I don't feel ashamed of this. I feel like this is a chance for God to continue sanctifying me, for me to find grace in my poor time management, stress management skills. There's grace for that. I know God's going to shower his love on me in the season, and he's not up there looking at me frowning, saying, I can't believe he would make that decision. He said yes when he should have said no. No, God's going to comfort me in this time. He's going to guide me in this time. And guess what? He's going to do the same for you in your situation. But we got to bring it to him. We got to put it at his feet. We got to receive his yoke, because it's light and easy. We need to give him ours, because it's weighing us down with our insane to-do lists, our insane productivity. Doesn't mean we shouldn't be productive, but we need to be productive for his kingdom in an excellent way, not for our own extravagance and our own will. So yeah, I'm going to pray this on out. I just really enjoyed this as a chance for us to just kind of ask ourselves, like why am I stressed out? I feel like I got things done, but it's, oh, well, okay. Well, there's too many things. That's what it is. And God has called us to rest at times too. So I'm going to pray. Lord, thank you for this devotional. Lord, thank you for who you are to us. Thank you that you see the ugliest parts of us, God. You actually know those areas of us, and you're not condemning us, Lord. You see the blood of Jesus. You share your love with us. You share your grace with us. You comfort us. You guide us. You correct us. You discipline us. You are our Lord. Help us remember that. You are our King. Help us remember that. You are our God. Help us remember that, Lord. Help us to not elevate anything, any person, any situation, and most specifically, not ourselves over Lord over our life. You are Lord over our lives, God. We want everything to revolve around you and your will and your purpose and your love for us. Help us to not act out of trying to receive love, trying to feel something in this world, God, but help us fully receive the free gift of everything that you've given us, so that way we're operating from love. We can outpour your love from our overflow that you shower us with, God. Lord, help our yes be yes and our no be no. Help us have the confidence to say no when we need to, but also the trust to say yes when we need to step out in faith, Lord. In your son's name we pray, amen. Amen, y'all. Now is that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget to love you. We love you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Ciao, ciao, ciao.